We begin Simcha of Dalad in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Din em nimtza tosh b'subas sefer Torah. The halachas of a mistake or there's a disqualification of sefer Torah. What do we do? Em nimtza b'sefer Torah b'sul machmas tosh. If there's a mistake found in the sefer Torah because there was a imitas gomer, if it's a full fledged mistake, ain't karimba. We should not read from that sefer Torah. The Tzrichin Sefer Torah Achad, and we take out another Sefer Torah. The Paiskim say that not only should, as we're learning now, may we not read from a Sefer Torah that's possible. The halacha is that if a Chas V'Shalom there's a mistake found in a Sefer Torah, we should immediately correct it. The pasuk says, "Al Tashkein Ba'Alecha Avla." We're not allowed to have in our possession something which is improper. Having a Sefer Torah which is posel is an avla. Moreover, the Paiskim suggest that if it's a situation where Sefer Torah is beyond repair, we should immediately bury it, not hold on to it. Moreover, as we're going to learn in our halachas today, how problematic it is if we have a Sefer Torah that's posel, we have to do whatever we can to make sure that the Sefer Torah we have are kosher, check them properly. And not only must we do whatever we can to make sure that the Sefer Torah is kosher, now that we have, says Rav Ozner Zatzal, computer programs that could check the kashrus of the Sefer Torah, that's what we're supposed to do. Moreover, the Eli Rabbi says, then a situation where another Sefer Torah must be taken out because something was found possible in the first Sefer Torah, says the Eliyahu Rabba that on a day that we are taking out two Sefer Torah, Yontif, whatever, we should not just use the second Sefer Torah that we took out, we should take out a new Sefer Torah for the purpose of reading from it if the first Sefer Torah was possible. Obviously, it's only in a situation where there are enough kosher Sefer Torah available. Imutas gomer, so if it's a full-fledged mistake, ain't carried by, we should not read from Sefer Torah. For trichet Sefer Torah, ach, we need to have another Sefer Torah. Exutas gomer, what is considered a full-fledged mistake? Kigoy yasser achasser, it has an extra letter, or missing a letter, or in a chalafila ois achas, even if one letter was exchanged, vayideza mishtana kriyop, and through that, the way you pronounce the word changes. K'moin tomim to oimim, migrashayim, a nun instead of a mem. V'habisha perish yushava, even though the definition of both of the words are the same. Mikomak m'kivin shakriya ain't a shava, since the pronunciation is not the same, havatos gomets considered a full-fledged mistake. V'kenim atos b'in shichoyim l'kroisoy, k'moshay tzorach l'kosev. If the mistake is the type of mistake that you could have read it the way it was supposed to be written, if the way it was written, the understanding of what it says changes, it says, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shikoyim LaKrois as a base b'cholam, we can't somehow figure out a way of pronouncing the word that they should be the same. Mikom Makim, Kivin Kashu Kosev, since the way it's written, Havatosh, Shemeshtana Hapirish, once it's written in a way that it's a different explanation of the word, Havagam Kem Toskom, it's considered a full-fledged mistake. Aval Imatos, if the mistake is b'inyan she'ena mishtana, that it doesn't change, loya kriya, not the way it's pronounced, loya pirish, not the definition, kigoyim m'makom she'tzorach liyos avoysom b'vov achabeis, nimtza b'loy vov, olehefach, so the word, the reading of the word is the same, the definition of the word is the same, v'kenim m'makom she'tzorach mali yud shimushis, kigoyim avoyseichem, sometimes the Torah spells the word with that extra yud, sometimes it doesn't. We don't take out another Sefer Torah for these type of reasonings. And this is really a machloikus, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The opinion that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is stating is the opinion of the Rama. And the reason for the Rama's psak is because we can never be sure that any Sefer Torah is really 100% kosher. The minhag of the Shulchan Aruch and the Sfaradim is as soon as we find any mistake, we should take out another Sefer Torah. As we just said, we cannot be confident that our Sefer Torah is so exact that we can be sure that the second Sefer Torah we take out Yasu Kosher. If the Yud that's missing is part of the definition of the word, Oy al tira Avram, ksiv tira without the yud. So that yud is not a yud that is a yud that we can, that the pasuk does or doesn't have to use. That's a yud that's part of the way the word is spelled. And therefore, tzrich lo to sefer Torah, we have to take out another sefer Torah. Sipes, nimtza acha teva achas chaluka. If we have a word in the sefer Torah that's divided, that looks like it's divided in two. Achinir's kishtaim, now where it looks like it's two words. Oishin is karvu, tevis, v'nir kachas, or you have two words that are supposed to be two separate words, and they look like one. And what that means is, what does it mean it looks like that? As we're going to learn, because it's shown to a tinuk, to a child. Oishin imtze tevis seira, there's an extra word, bein shi tevis zarish ein kamikam klal. Whether it's a word that doesn't belong here altogether, ben shenichtva tevachas kfula, or there's one word that's mentioned twice, v'kainim nimtza shinui b'tzuras haparashis, or there's the way the Torah is supposed to be written, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going to explain. Also, kegoyim psucha b'makom stuma. Psucha, the halacha is that you have to leave at the end of the line the amount of space to write the word Asher three times. And the avid nine letters is enough, but the word Asher with the size and type of writing of that Sefer Torah, that is a psucha. A stuma is that you leave the space, but you're going to write further on that line. So again, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you made a psucha b'makom stuma, or a stuma b'makom psucha, a hefsek parsha b'en shere tzoruch, you made a break where you're not supposed to, or b'makom shere tzoruch b'yus hefsek parsha, where there is supposed to be a break, you didn't make one, kol eile psulim gemurim. These are all full-fledged disqualifications for tzorich l'hoitzi sefer Torah achar, for which one has to take out another sefer Torah. Sif gimel, nimtze shenidbak ois lois. If we have a situation where two letters are touching each other, if it looks like that happened after the writing of the Sefer Torah Kosher, as long as the letters look the way they're supposed to look, if it looks like it got attached at the time of writing, as yesh chiluk. If they got attached before the writing of the letter, nun pshuta, long nun, shenibg memtziyasa beregel tof, got connected to the tof on top of it, puzzle. Else recall during the week, if you have such a problem, yichayim legarchem, we could scrape to separate the two letters la freedom. If it happened after the letter was already written, yesh lahachshir, the halach is that you could be, the Sefer Torah is kosher, vein tzarech lahotzi Sefer Torah achar, we need not take out another Sefer Torah. And the same halach applies, we have tagin, we have crowns on top of the Sefer Torah, on top of the letters in Sefer Torah. If the crowns are touching other letters, the crowns, it won't disqualify the Sefer Torah. Sif Dalet, nimtza oishiv satsurasoi. If you have a letter that doesn't look like that letter is supposed to look, bein shoyu came at chilas ksiva, whether that was the case from when you began writing the Sefer Torah, bein shenasa kach Benchnas Achkach, or it happened later, Aide Nekev, there's a hole in a letter, Puzzle. Ava Mimsa Nekev Teich Ois, if there's a hole in a letter, I'm Chutzlois, the Ois Betzurasai, or outside of the letter, and the letter looks perfect, but now because you have this hole, Einem Mukha Gvil. The Locha Mukha Gvil is that letter, every letter written has to have Klaf surrounding that letter. Now if you have the hole, you don't have klaf surrounding the letter. However, it's nikur shanekav naslach ksiva that this hole happened after the writing of the letter kosher. Kivin the b'shas ksiva mukav gvul. Since at the time of the writing there was this mukav gvul, then it's kosher. Im kavtsa diyom eiza ois. If the ink on a letter started to decay, then shachak kroy. And it's not black, puzzle. The halacha is that it has to be black. It, as long as the letter is there, it's fine. If it changed colors, that's when you have a problem. The Chasam Sofer however says, if we were certain that when the letter was written, it was written properly with the right black color. But over age, it changes colors. But the ever we could use such a Sefer Torah, of course, the Chasam Sofer says what we should do is go and at the first opportunity put black ink over your letters to make them look proper black again. Sif Hey, Im Yei Sofek Beis Ois. If we have a question regarding a letter, if we have a question regarding a letter, Shema Ein Tzuras Olah, maybe it doesn't look like the letter is supposed to look. Maron Latinik, we should show this to a child, shayna loy chachav loy tipish, not too smart and not too foolish. Hayna shayna mevinis inyan. We should show it to a child that doesn't know the pasuk, because if he knows the pasuk, he's going to answer the question by the way the pasuk is supposed to be read. Avyudei mevinis oisius. Show it to a child who knows how letters are supposed to look. Im karibay karoyi, if he says the letter properly kshera. Vim lav psula. If not, the Sefer Torah is possible. However, if there is a disagreement amongst the children, we follow the majority. When does this method work to ask the child to tell us? When we have a question, that's when we ask a child. The child is going to tell us what it is or isn't. Avlam on a roish and oiskul chasoi. If we clearly see that this letter was not written properly, became imniska yudei aleph yudei ayin vashin v'ragli atav kedoima, different ways that letters are written, who not just written the way that halacha wants those letters to be written, puzzle. Af bishatina kairosoi. Even if it's a situation where the child is reading the letter properly. Kivin Shainainu Rois, because we clearly see Shain Ois Ketikuna that it wasn't written properly. The halacha is that the child we ask is between 5 and 7, and we also have to make sure that this child does know how to read. Before we ask him to make this check, we ask the child to make sure that we see that he knows the proper way the letters of the alabays are written. The Chibina Rav in a tshuva says that maybe what we should do sometimes is bring a magnifying glass, and by putting the letter under the magnifying glass, we'll see that it's kosher or not. Says the Chibina Rav, that's not what the halacha wants us to do. Leinut the Torah l'malach hasharis. The Torah wasn't given to malachim. The Torah wants us to look at halacha with our regular eyesight and make that determination. Sif Vav. When we show this letter to the child, we don't cover up the letters afterwards. The letters before the letter we're asking him to check, we do cover it up. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we have to really look at the situation. Sometimes covering the later letters is more appropriate to help the child not make a mistake in his determination. If there's a hole in a letter, but the letter is there under the hole, and we now don't know im yesh ba'ois ad hanekev kashir, till where the hole is there, we may still have the proper letter. Tzrichen l'chasus hachelik shalamatam hanekev, we have to cover up the part that's below the hole, kedei ki'atinik yitzarfu, because if that will be left uncovered, so the child doesn't notice the hole, and to him it's going to look like a perfect letter. So the only way we can rely on the child's determination is that we cover up the area under the hole. The came cuts the yoim and mixes ice. If some of the ink got scraped off from a letter, but there's still some mark, but it's not really any writing there. Tzrichen lachoysoysoy, the part that's not written should be covered up. Shloy tzerfa tinnik, because otherwise the child could easily make a mistake and think that it's part of the letter, but that will not be the way that letter should be determined.